This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A storm system that has wreaked havoc across Central Europe brought devastating floods to the northern Italian region of Emilia-Romagna on Thursday for the second year in a row. Sean Hogan reports.
The low-pressure system, named Boris, has wreaked deadly havoc across Central Europe, causing the worst flooding in more than two decades. As the system moved west over Italy, the acting president of Emilia-Romagna told public radio it had rained non-stop for 48 hours. Authorities in the town of Lugo ordered the evacuation of all ground-floor residences after the local Senio River broke its banks. The National Fire Department said it carried out more than 500 rescue operations in the area. Over 1,000 people were evacuated overnight from their homes as three rivers overflowed. Schools were closed and rail services suspended in several provinces on Thursday. Floods and mudslides were also affecting the neighbouring regions of Tuscany and Marca.
Sean Hogan for Reuters.
The global hunt for who supplied Hezbollah with the thousands of pagers that exploded in Lebanon this week continued Thursday. Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abiad says those who perpetrated the attacks had no regard for civilian life.
This is an act of aggression against non-combatants, you know, community people, even if some of them are combatants. But this is a non-discriminatory act of attack.
Security sources say that Israel was responsible for the explosions on Tuesday that killed 12 people and injured thousands. It is not clear how and when the pagers were weaponized, so they could be remotely detonated. The same question remains for the hundreds of handheld radios that exploded on Wednesday in a second wave of attacks. How and with whose help the pager attack was carried out was not yet known, although so far there were possible leads in Taiwan, Hungary, and Bulgaria. This is